With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A nationwide survey finds younger Trump voters are less excited about some of his policies than older conservatives. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Donald Trump won nearly half of voters ages 18 to 29 in this year's election, but they don't agree with him on as many issues compared to voters 65 and up. That's according to the latest AP VoteCast survey. That might be an issue in maintaining his coalition as Trump moves to curtail immigration, roll back efforts on climate change, implement tariffs, and overhaul the Affordable Care Act. VoteCast found younger voters were more motivated by the economy than immigration. They are evenly split on whether the government should do more to solve people's problems, but half want more involvement in health care and canceling student loan debt. Jennifer King, Washington.
Democrat Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says he does not rule out running for the remainder of Vice President-elect J.D. Vance's term in office. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Brown, who was unseated last week by Republican businessman Bernie Moreno, seems open to a bid to replace Senator J.D. Vance, who will be leaving the upper chamber to serve as vice president. Brown was one of several incumbent Democrats to lose on Election Day as Republicans kept control of the House and recaptured the Senate and the presidency. When asked about where Democrats went wrong this year, he suggested that the party faces high expectations. In Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
President-elect Trump has named his campaign press secretary Caroline Leavitt to serve as his White House press secretary. The 27-year-old Leavitt would be the youngest White House press secretary in history. The press secretary typically serves as the public face of the administration and historically has held daily briefings for the press corps. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 305 points, the Nasdaq dropped 427. This is SRN News. The atheist strike in Missouri.
Officials in the Bolivar School District have agreed to stop having a prayer before staff meetings under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The nation's leading atheist group spends much of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square. It often targets schools or governments in small cities and towns that cannot risk a costly lawsuit and so give in. One threatening letter from the foundation is usually enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Advocates of Jewish settlement in the West Bank believe they have reason to celebrate after Donald Trump's election win. Not only did settlement building surge during Mr. Trump's first term, but his administration took unprecedented steps to support Israel's territorial claims, including recognizing Jerusalem as its capital and moving the U.S. embassy there. Israel captured the West Bank in the 1967 Mideast War. This is SRN News. It's been a rough week for the markets as Wall Street's Trump bump has gone away. We hear more on the dropping numbers from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed lower as the bump that Wall Street got following the presidential election and an interest rate cut kept fading. The S&P 500 sank 1.3% Friday. The index posted a loss for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 305 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 2.2%. Vaccine makers fell after President-elect Donald Trump named Robert F. Kennedy Jr. an anti-vaccine activist to be his health secretary. Moderna gave back 7.3%. Pfizer fell 4.3%. Applied Materials fell 9.2%. The maker of semiconductor manufacturing equipment gave a revenue forecast that fell short of what analysts were expecting. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.